uma canção boba só pra te dizer, em umas notinhas, o que nunca consegui, o que nunca
sabia. Dominique Pinto makes music under the name Dom La Nena, which translates, more or less, to Dom the Little Girl, which isn't ironic, more like a perfectly apt brand name. She's 23, petite. She, at least today, is fragrant with patchouli. And she makes this dreamy, delicate pop music.
Agora que já sabes o que já pra dizer, por favor, não duvide, pois consegui escrever. As notinhas nunca vão esquecer.
Dom La Nena's first album, Ela, was released earlier this year. It's minimalist pop, sung in Portuguese because she spent her childhood in Brazil, and in Spanish because at age 13 she decided she needed to move to Buenos Aires to study cello. And language aside, her music feels a little French.
I moved to France when I was 8 years old, and it was like a very big change in my life, and I was very small. And then when I came back to Brazil, it was another one. And when I went to Argentina, it was bigger, because I went when I was 13 years old, and my parents stay in Brazil. For me, it's like I had like mini lives, you know. So, and I'm always missing someone and missing somewhere.
Right.
I think it's something that it's really present on the album.
I'm so fascinated by this one part of your biography, the you deciding apparently at age 13 to go to Argentina by yourself.
Yeah. Because when I was in Paris, I really fell in love with the cello and all the cello repertory, and I really wanted to be cellist. So I worked very hard on it. And when I came back to Brazil, we are from a city where there is not really good music schools. And at this moment, I was really sad. and so we found a solution. And I was really decided that I wanted to do it. And so I moved to Buenos Aires to study. And it was such a big responsibility. But it went really well.
So how and when and why did you get the idea of, wait, I can do pop music and play the cello? Because there's not many models for people having done that.
Yeah. Well, when I moved again to Paris when I was 18 years old, I was studying on the music school. And then I met a French musical producer. So we became friends, and she said, well, I need a cello. Come on, let's try it. And I was very nervous because I only played classical music. So it was the first time I was without score and without a teacher telling me what to do. And it was great. It was really fun. And I realized that I can make like a quartet by myself with with the record.
Well, you start us off with maybe the first song on your album, which is called Anjo Gabriel.
Okay.
Gabriel, que
That was the singer-songwriter cellist Domla Nena performing Anjo Gabriel from her album Ela. So that, of course, sounded at various moments like several cellists playing. It was just you recording yourself and looping it with a foot pedal.
Yeah.
Was that something you was new to you and you discovered it and thought, this is awesome? How did that...
Yeah, you can do like many arrangements alone. So when I discovered the loop pedal, it was like my dream to do like a little orchestra alone.
Well, you clearly you like being alone. Maybe that connects somehow to your love of melancholy.
Yeah,
too. But
I'm
you could have a group, but you have it's you. How about? I mean, you'd played cello for years. How about singing and playing cello?
Yeah, that was another challenge.
I bet.
Because when I started to write the songs, I never had really sing in my life. So if you listen to the demos, it's really strange because I was like discovering my voice and it was like the first time that I listened to my voice. So I started to take singing lessons. And I think even now my voice have changed since the recording.
And did you know right away, you'd never sung before, wow, my voice is great? Or did people tell you, Dom, your voice is great? How did you get the confidence to say, I'm a singer?
Yeah, no, I don't think that my voice is great. But it was, you know, I wrote the songs and I said, okay, now I need to sing it. I had no choice.
Will you play one more song, the title track?
Yeah.
Called Ela.
Yes.
Excellent.
Ela não pode pensar, ela não pode lembrar, não quer nem mencionar. No que ficou pra trás, ela não quer olhar, não pode suportar de saber que é assim, todo um dia tem fim, e ela nunca foi feliz. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, noites estreladas, noites de luar, nunca o mesmo dia. Sabe pra onde é que foi que o vento levou o seu olhar? Ela não quer nem tenta abrir os olhos e ver ao longe o mar. Não consegue escutar, não consegue cantar, não consegue chorar. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, quando na janela, logo ao despertar, fica sufocada e não pode pular. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, noites estreladas, noites de luar, nunca o mesmo dia, nunca o mesmo.
That was Domla Nena playing Ela, which is the title track of her debut album. So you have all these languages. You've lived all these places. Do any of them feel like home? Where does feel like home?
Well, now my home is in Paris, and it's the city where I live the most part of my life. So I should say that it's Paris, but I missed a lot Brazil, and it's my family home. So I'm like between Brazil and France, maybe on the ocean.
So you were sort of raised, you were created to be feel like an exile, I guess.
Yeah. I, actually, when you're a musician, you're always traveling and you I think you became yourself, your home, because you're never at home, actually.
I read in a recent interview you gave that you never sent your music to your great cello teacher, Christine Walewska.
No, I'm too shy.
Well, but and you said in the same interview that you were going to hand her a CD when you're in New York.
I know.
Have you done it yet?
No.
Why?
I'm shy.
Because you think she'll think what?
I don't know.
That you've abandoned the classical music?
No, I love her so much, and I really wish that she liked the album and my music, but I am too scary about it. I don't know.
Well, maybe we can call her and she can listen to this when it's on the radio.
Well.
That scares you, huh?
Yes. But if you do it, Christine, I love you, and I really wish that you liked my music.
Dominique Pinto, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Can you, on the spur of the moment, maybe perform a kind of instrumental to be our theme song as we end the show today?
Okay.
Great. Dom La Nena's first album is Ayla. It came out earlier this year, and she will be touring North America this summer. You can watch a video of her playing for us at our website, studio360.org.